This segment has been sponsored by the local Edward Jones office of Lee Colvin. The host of this show and Edward Jones have an existing business relationship. This event is not a testimonial of the services provided by Edward Jones financial advisor, Lee Colvin.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We're back here on Rutherford Issues and the show powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. You know, they partner with schools and families to support learning and inspire young minds. Proudly serving our community since 1936. That's Middle Tennessee Electric, MTE. Speaking of inspiring young minds, young and old alike, Lee Colvin, Edward Jones Financial Advisor, joins us this morning. How'd you like that?
We definitely have a great time educating the community, don't we, buddy?
Yeah. You do the educating. I just kind of drive the car. Sometimes off the cliff, but I drive the car.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Loving life.
Loving it?
Well, yeah. That's good. Yeah.
That's good.
Starting to feel like fall out there, so it's good.
At least when you get up in the morning, now right? When it's 92 degrees in the afternoon. But yeah.
Well, everybody's trying to get that fall break in here the next couple weeks.
It is here. Like October starts tomorrow. You've got, you get to the end of the week and fall breaks next week in Rutherford County.
Yeah.
So this place will look like a ghost town. I mean, there'll still be plenty of people here, but maybe you can shave 5 minutes off your commute.
Hope everybody drives safely either to 30A or to the mountains, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'd hate to be on 65 Saturday morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Or coming back. That's always the worst, is coming back.
Coming back, you're tired, you're hot, you're worn out. Yeah.
And then there's always a stop on 65 somewhere.
You know, I think there is in Birmingham at Dreamland Barbecue. But that's a personal preference.
Yeah. But I mean, the traffic's always stopped. And you go by it and it's like, why did we even stop?
Because they're trying to get off in Decatur for
is that what it is?
Big Bob Gibson's white sauce. I mean, I'm just saying that.
You know,
my
all
mind
the stops.
Is all about barbecue today. Yeah.
Understand. As it should be.
As it should.
Well,
but it's really about balance. You know, balance is what life's all about. And like, sometimes you have to rebalance, Brian.
Like standing on one foot or. Is that kind of that's not the balance you're talking about?
Now he's just getting way off track, folks.
Leave it to me to drive us off the rails. I told you. Balancing everything. I always thought, you know, had the two kids at home, and one would go here and there, and Bobby had Girl Scouts, and Dalton had basketball, and I don't know what we would have done without my dad driving around during that time, but. You go through seasons in life. Now I look up and it's, you know, they're all doing their own life thing and they're all hectic and busy and, you know, here I am thinking, where did the time go, you know?
Sorry, Dalton and Bobby. There is no Dalton and Bobby. It's all about that grandbaby.
Well, that's true. Yeah, they know that. That's for sure.
But, you know, I would say that as healthy is maintaining that lifestyle and that healthy diet and that life is for you and your family, the same goes for investments, Brian. And that's what we talk about so often here. Trying to keep your financial portfolio balanced is or can be a smart way to stay on track towards your long-term goals, even as the markets may shift.
Oh, do they do that?
Occasionally.
I read the market report for you every morning, you know, as the show starts, and it's like, it's here today, it's there tonight, you know, it's like, it can be a roller coaster. So, but we're talking about a much wider view than that. And so portfolio rebalancing is what we're going to talk about today. So kind of have an idea of what bringing balance to that, but what is rebalancing?
So rebalancing is going to be the process of adjusting your investments like stocks, bonds, cash, so that they stay in the right mix for your specific and individual needs. Now, that mix, Brian, you know, it's known in our world as an asset allocation. It's going to be designed to reflect your comfort for risk, your investment goals, and how long you have until you'll need to use the money for a major life event like retirement or possibly things like the purchase of a new home.
Hence the reason why he doesn't like it when you tell him, no, just keep doing what you're doing. Because, you know, we're looking at asset allocation and rebalancing and stuff. But kind of give me an example of what you're talking about here in rebalancing.
Sure. So let's say that your target portfolio is made up of 60% stocks, 30% bonds, and maybe 10% cash. Over time, as the value of each investment changes, your portfolio may become unbalanced. If stocks have a great year and rise in value, then they could end up making up 70% of your portfolio instead of the original 60. And that means that you're taking on more risk than you originally intended. So to get back to your original 60-30-10 target, you would sell some stocks and possibly buy more bonds or cash investments. And this helps bring the portfolio back in line with your individual goals.
We're talking about rebalancing your portfolio, and we've already talked about it, but markets go up and down. That's just normal. But if the markets go up and down, and we're talking about stocks and wherever they are, then it would make sense that your portfolio is going to take a shift. It'll go up and down. And we're not talking about those small incremental shifts. We're talking about, you know, the big picture of things, right?
That's right. And, you know, if you don't rebalance regularly, you might be taking on too much or too little risk for your desired portfolio, well, your desired goals.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of the, well, let's just call it benefits of rebalancing. What are some of your thoughts on that, what that might look like?
One, you know, rebalancing is going to help keep your investment plan on track and manage your exposure to risk. It can also encourage disciplined decision making rather than trying to chase trends. It might feed or feel strange to sell investments that have been doing well and buy ones that have not, but this strategy can actually help you do what you've always heard, buy low, sell high, which is one of the key ideas behind successful investing.
Well, let's talk about this from a perspective of how often should you do this? I mean, we're not talking about, well, this morning we're here, but I want to look at it here this afternoon. And then, you know, you wake up in the morning and think, well, now we're going to, you know, that'll drive someone crazy. So how often are we talking about rebalancing?
Sure. Well, you know, they're like so many things in life, Brian, there is no one size fits all answer. Some people rebalance once a year. Others do it more frequently based on how far their investments drift from their target percentages. What's really important, I think, is that you check your portfolio regularly, at least a minimum of annually, just to make sure that you're staying on track, and then make adjustments as needed. I will say that after big market movements, whether up or down, it can be a good idea to take a closer look just to see, have there been any major swings in your portfolio compared to what happened in the market itself.
Yeah. Do we need to be concerned isn't the right word, but aware of any tax implications when you're making changes like that?
Definitely a great question. I appreciate you bringing that up. You know, you do want to keep in mind that if you're rebalancing, and rebalancing means you may be selling investments in a taxable account, you might own some capital gains taxes. Therefore, you may owe some capital gains taxes. And some brokers can even charge fees for trades. So you want to have to watch and see, what type of account do I have? what might taxes look like, what kind of fees may be applied or not, depending on the situation, the account type. If you own similar investments in a retirement account like an IRA or 401k, then you can often rebalance without triggering taxes. So again, just because we're saying there may be, that doesn't mean that there always will be. And different accounts, different you know, tax strategies, different solutions can mean different things.
And a financial advisor can help you, you know, choose what's the best way, you know, your best approach, and may even be able to help you to avoid or reduce your costs there. And we're going to dive into that just a little bit more. But what is your ideal investment mix? Well, I gave you the example a moment ago of it's Brian and Heather with two kids, and now it's Brian and Heather with an empty nest and a granddaughter. So that life changes. So,
folks, he is saying that he remembers being the age of Bobby and Dalton, which will never happen again.
I know.
But when he and Heather were young, as a young investor like Bobby and Dalton, you may favor stocks for growth. Now, granted, again, even for young folks, even though I said their names, that doesn't mean that Bobby and Dalton specifically need to go this route. Every individual person is different. Every need is different. So we always suggest sitting down, reviewing where you are and your need is.
But when you have life changes, that's when you need to, especially.
Your younger investors typically may want to favor stocks for growth. As you near retirement, like certain people, you may want to focus more on income and stability. But rebalancing helps you adjust for your goals to evolve.
I like how he calls me out on the air, but
you still got time.
Hopefully I have a little more tread on the tire. But, you know, we've got fall break coming up, a lot of road trips for people, and I kind of look at this like a car on a road trip. You know, you're going to make regular check-ins. You're going to make small corrections when Waze tells you, hey, jump on 231 instead of getting in this traffic on 65, right? And so that's kind of what we're talking about here now. To stay on the right path, a conversation with someone like yourself would be a good idea.
Absolutely. You know, those regular check-ins, those small corrections definitely make a much bigger difference than taking a full swing and having a big accident. Using a financial advisor can definitely help to design an appropriate strategy that keeps your investments aligned with your goals every step of the way. So please, you know, if you're someone who has not gotten to the point of working on this yet, or if you're later in life thinking, okay, I'm ready to pull the trigger on a major life event, either way, give us a call. We'd be more than happy to speak to you about your specific needs, where you are, what you have going on, what you've done so far towards your goals, and then try to fit you with the right advisor that might be most appropriate for your needs or your location. So, Brian, I always suggest folks can reach out to my specific office at 615-907-7056. Again, that's 615-907-7056. We'd love to help.
Lee, as always, thanks for stopping in today. Good conversation.
Appreciate you, Brian. Thank you.
Talking with Lee Colvin today on why rebalancing your portfolio matters. And that will wrap us up here this morning on Rutherford Issues. We'll have the podcast up shortly. If you came in a bit late, don't forget to check that out there. And have a good day, everybody.